I just got out of the bath shower. The warm water washing over me. My hands caressing and grazing across my body as I rub the soap into every inch of my skin. Do you ever have the chance to just luxuriate in the shower? Maybe you have a little bit more privacy than usual, or a little bit of time after a long day to just enjoy your own body. I started to rub my hands and massage my skin while it was so slippery and wet. And this fantasy, this ever-present fantasy that's always in the back of my mind, started to come to light. And the details filled in bit by bit as I rubbed my skin. When I got out of the shower, I put moisturizer over my whole body and rubbed it in far longer than usual, massaging it into every bit of me, every muscle, every curve. And I thought about the warm touch from a massage that starts off totally professional, but gets a little bit dirty. So I thought I'd tell you about it. Have you ever thought about having someone's hands rub over you? Maybe a friend or a lover. I'm thinking about a friend that also happens to be a massage therapy student. It's finishing their schooling and just needs someone to practice on. Do you want to be that friend? Maybe we've caught each other's eyes over the table at drinks before, but we've never crossed a line. But I know when you asked me if I'll be your practice client, that I feel a little bit eager about it. So I come over to your house where you practice. There's soft music playing. It's a soft smell of lavender. And you leave the room while I undress and lie on the table with just a towel. When you come back in, you put a hand on my shoulder and tell me about what to expect and how to tell you if I'm liking something. Telling me about the scale for pressure. From 1, the softest, to 5, too hard. And then a 3. That's just the perfect sweet spot in the middle. You start at the top of my head. Rubbing your hands without any oil. Just over my scalp. And you move down to my neck. My hair pulled away now and tied up. It's time for a little bit of oil to make it nice and smooth and slick. And you start with just a nice light pressure, a 1 or a 2. My neck, my shoulders, down my arm, my upper back is a little bit tight, you notice, as you're surveying my skin and my muscles, and my mid back, down the sides, across my lower back, just with that soft touch, just to get started. You move back to my neck, a stronger pressure now, and you ask me what I would rate it. Tell you it's a 3. And you rub into my neck, working out every knot, every tense area. Now my shoulders. I ask you to go a little bit harder on my shoulders and my upper back because they are so tense. And you do. I tell you that's a 4. And so you rub, kneading your hands across my shoulders, using your thumb, the heels of your hands, and I start to breathe a little bit heavier as I release tension. You rub the heel of your hand in a half moon from the top of my shoulder across my shoulder blade. And I make a little whimper that neither of us expected. But you keep going. Professional as ever. When my upper back is relaxed and light, you move down into my mid back below my shoulder blades, all on the sides. And then you sweep a finger along my spine as you move down to my lower back. And it sends a little shiver through me, but I keep my composure. I can't tell if you meant to excite me like you did there, but both of us are playing it cool. You put your hands on my lower back, fingers around the sides of my body, and your thumbs pushing into the small of my back. Oh, and it feels so good. Use the heels of your hands now and just whisk away the day and all the tension in my body. I just feel myself lighter and lighter on the table. You move down to my legs. My thighs feel so good as you put your hands all the way around them and tightly drag your fingers down. And there's a whimper. There's no way that you missed it that time. But I'm still trying to stay on topic. You move down with that light touch again, about a two. And you do the same where you put your hands around my calf. Just tightly drag your fingers down. That touch is just perfection. I had no idea that I could feel so sensual from a massage. It's different with you than with a professional that's a stranger. There's a feeling of possibility and anticipation. Just maybe. You put four fingertips into the back of my leg and drag it, rake it up my leg, lower leg, and then upper leg. And I just can't keep the whimper in this time. Catch my breath. Try and come back to the room and my surroundings and remember it's professional. You go to a level 3 pressure now from the tops of my legs, working in slow circles down. Until even my ankles feel light. And then you ask me if there's any areas that I want you to spend more time. Any areas that need a little bit of extra attention. So I ask you to return to my shoulder blades. And you put your thumb in between my shoulder blades, along my spine. and use a level 4 pressure to track from the top to the bottom of them, where it's so tight. And then you do that a few times before dragging your thumbs along under my shoulder blades and out the side. And it feels so good. I just love it. If you want my shoulder blades to really relax, you know, you have to address the adjacent area too. So you put your hands on the sides of my body with your thumbs up on my back and you drag down. And did your fingertips graze along the side of my breast? Was that on purpose? Was it part of the massage? Was it just an accident? Or are you picking up on what I'm feeling? Now you move to my lower back. To spend a little bit of extra time there. The area around my hips. I'm starting to get a little embarrassed now. As I feel like Monica getting a massage from Phoebe. And I ask you if I'm making you uncomfortable. It's better to just put it out there. But you say no. And that's all we say about it for now. You can tell how tight my hips are. You put your fingers on the front of my hips and rub down and pull them out, just releasing that tension so fucking wonderfully. You knead your knuckles into my IT bands. And the release is just wonderful. You're working on the backs of my thighs now. And this is where I wonder if I'll get into trouble. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I don't want you to stop. You use your fingertips. You don't have any nails because that just would not work out in your line of work. And you rake up and down my thighs, the backs of my thighs, up and down, up and down, the outsides. And it just feels so good. I just don't want to wait anymore, and I don't want to wonder. I want you to rub my inner thighs. And more. And I want it so bad. I so badly want you to rake your fingers up my inner thighs. But I think you're being cautious and professional, worried about crossing a line, not only with a client, but with a friend. You don't want to mess around with the power dynamic. You know that the way it feels when you rake your fingertips up and down the backs and the outsides of my thighs, oh, it feels so wonderful. And I'm starting to want more and more to feel that up my inner thighs. But we're both trying to stay professional, not wanting to make assumptions. But I can't help it. I'm starting to lose control of the sounds coming out of my mouth. I have to take a hand, cover my mouth, and I can't help but giggle. I don't want you to stop. I really don't want you to stop. I want you to explore. I so badly want you to touch every part. You wonder if you just heard me whisper, "Please," muffled by my hand. You rake along my lower leg now. Trying to lighten the tension for a minute. And then along the outer leg, all the way up to my hips. That time you know you heard. Please. Please. And you ask me what I mean. Please. Please wrap up my inner thigh. Please rub me everywhere. Please. And you ask me if I'm sure. I say yes. I ask you if you're sure. And you tell me that you've been dreaming about grabbing me, my whole body, before this started, before this moment. The excitement between us is just so palatable. You drag your fingers up my inner thigh from top to bottom. Graze across my pussy. You can feel how wet it is. So slowly, so deliciously, circles on my clit. Drag a finger of my slit. Oh, I'm so wet. I clearly have been wanting this really, really bad. You drag two fingers of my slit now and brush across my clit. Envelope it with those fingers. And in circles again. Fingers on either side of it, moving up and down, just across my clit, feeling it on either side as it moves in between. Stick one finger just in my hole slightly to get a little bit more moisture. Along my slit and that bone a little bit harder, a little bit wider, right on the lips. As you graze over my clit, two fingers in now, collecting that delicious moisture. Just a handful of come hither motions right in the top of my hole, and then dragging those two fingers up my lips and across my clit. Oh my god, driving me fucking crazy. Oh fuck. That moisture. Doing circles on my clit as I close my legs on your hand and grunt on it. Tiny little thrust. I loosen my legs and you go back to an up and down motion on my clit. slowing down again. But getting harder. Increasing pressure. This would be a 4 if we were still in a professional massage, but that's out the window. And we've both consented to this. We've both admitted that we want it, that we need it, that we've dreamed of this, hoped it may happen, thought about it, fantasized. And that every touch during the massage built up such anticipation. Circling again on my clit. Fuck. Fuck. That's true. Oh, it's so good. My whole body is so relaxed from the massage. Oh, every muscle is just warmed up. Just light. And your circles with your middle finger on my clit. Oh, at that delicious pressure. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, in a circle with the flick. Oh, God. And the pause and the slowness of the flick makes my body shudder. So sensitive. All that build up made every touch so sensitive. There's more blood rushing to my clit. And you sweep from slit to hood and hold it there, and I shudder under your touch. You do it a little bit harder. And a little bit longer each time. It's a good thing we're at your house and not at a professional building or school. Because this feels so good, I don't know how to be quiet more. And I waited so long for it. Oh, that slow, deliberate motion. China is starting to contract. I'm closing my legs on your hand again while you do that. My hips in line with the up and down motion of your middle finger along my clit. You go a bit faster. It feels so good. I open my legs and you stick those two fingers back in my hole to get more moisture. And dig in there and give that contracting pussy some love. And you sweep slowly over my hole. Oh my god. Two fingers flicking across my and teasing my hole and up. And now a swirl. Oh, a swirl. Okay, enough teasing. Enough teasing. Everything is too sensitive. Everything is so built up. I'm begging now. I'm begging for you to make me come. I'm begging. You're moving faster. Two fingers flicking across my hole. And up the slit. Now your index finger. Oh no, your middle finger, it's longer. It's going in, and your thumb is circling on my clit. Middle finger in my pussy, thumb on my clit. Dragging toward each other, slowly, faster, faster. Fuck. Faster. I need it. I need it. Oh my god. Every molecule in my body is tingling and I just need to come now. I just need to come. Please, I just need to come. My legs. My legs close on your hand. Start coming. Good. Oh, for fuck's sake. My whole body shuddering, shaking, it's spasming. You're not moving your hands, you're just holding there while I come on your hand. Oh, just forever. God. As I wriggle and tighten, close my legs on your hand until it's over and I lie back down. So that's my fantasy about having a friend in massage school. Have you ever found yourself thinking about the same thing? That was delicious. And now every part of me is relaxed.